Hilchus Tefillah, as in Hilchus Shmoneh Esrei, which starts Siman Peites, Sif Aleph. Says, Man Tefillah Sashachar, Mitzosah Sheyaschol Limanei Tzacham. The preferred time to daven Shacharis is that you should start Shmoneh Esrei. Daven Shacharis, meaning the Tefillah, the Amida, the Shmoneh Esrei of Shacharis, it should start as the sun rises. Kedaksiv Yireucha Im Shomesh. And you should come and present yourself and see a Kadosh Baruch Hu together with the sun. If, however, a person did daven before that, from any time after what's called a Amud HaShachar and Heir Panei HaMizrach, he's Yotze, and that's a Lashon of Bidi Yavid Yotze, he's Bidi Yavid Yotze. The Chachila person should not daven that point in time unless there's a need to. The example which the Halacha gives is a person who's Yetzel Aderech. A person who's Yetzel Aderech, so he's allowed the Chachila to daven before Nates. Now, what Mishal Mura Shachar and Hayar Pnei Mizrach is, that we'll have to see in Mishnah Berurah, because that's actually a Machloikis. Menimshach Zmana at Seif Arba Shos, the time for the Tefillah Shachar is for the Shmoneh Esrei of Shachar extends until 4 hours into the day, Shuhu Shlish Hayom, which is 1/3 of the day. Mimta, the person made some type of, whatever reason, he made a mistake, Oyovar, or he intentionally waited. Bispala Achar Bashos, at Chatzos, the person waited until after the 4 hours had passed, but before Chatzos, Alvish Engloy. No, he does not get Schar Tefillah Bezmano. He does not get he's not fulfilled the halacha of davening Tefillah in the proper time. Schar Tefillah Imi'ikab. He does accomplish that he davened the Tefillah of Shacharis. Hagobacher Chatzos also the spell of Tefillah Shacharis by the Kamam Zimun Reishim and Kufches. I say after Chatzos, a person cannot daven Tefillah Shacharis. In that situation, we'll discuss can he daven to minchas or not, and that'll be decided, discussed later on. When can you make the shulman and when can you not make the shulman? Okay, quite a bite of halacha over here. Sif katan aleph imenates he hashosh hachama maschelus nizroach b'rosh yehorim. That's the moment when the sun starts to come up over the mountains. So it means even though theoretically had it been a plane, and so if I can measure and I tell you that that the moment that the sun rises, had this been a flat surface, would have been at 7:02, but it takes another minute or two before it comes up over the mountains, so we're going to daven at 7:04, Mishnah Berurah is saying. We're not going to daven at 7:02. But right now, b'nachal nizor b'zeh b'tchachila af b'mei slichus, in the winter when you come and it's still dark, or the sichas you're coming and it's still dark, it still would be preferable if possible. Yamtino means hispalo ad nates. You should not have a shmoneh esrei till nates. Kileyel b'simun nunches tefal of ayin shah. Ach kishemashkim lotzis l'derek. But if a person has to travel, okay, gavna shar d'chak v'oynis the mutra l'hakdin. In case a person is traveling or other needs which allow him to daven early, for the bracha on tefillin and talis, you need to wait for this man of mishayakir, which is after lois hashachar. So we said shmoneh esrei you could daven from lois hashachar and onwards. So shmoneh esrei is going to be earlier and halacha them being able to make a bracha on your talis and tefillin. Then we cut him off to the bracha lein kileh b'sim and lama sif aleph ayin shom mishabur. You cannot make a bracha before the zman of mishayakir.
So is he suggesting that it's really better to put them on and make the bracha after rather than wait till the time for them on?
His lashon is al kaponim. He's not really getting involved in which one's better. Says that that you would have to wait. I don't think he's going to get involved in whether it's preferable one way or the other. Okay. Kazim prima gadim b'simin tav sadi dal the bechaga shuas to neurim kalalayla. So people are up the whole night time. Mutal Yisrael Kedem HaNeitz. So we're going to create a linen seat. You could daven before Neitz. The Cheshayelchul LeBeisam Bashkama Tarachu Liska B'Chenis. So sometimes they would go home. So if you don't daven soon, before everybody leaves, it's hard to get them back to daven later. I'm not sure exactly the difference between I'm not sure I copped the Matthias exactly what, you know, they were going home and coming back. You're up the whole night. You wait till the Zaman and you daven. Like, I don't know. Apparently they were stopping early for whatever reason. I'm not sure why they were stopping early. So you better daven now. This way you'll have a minion. Otherwise, if you wait till people go home and come back, so I don't know exactly what point they would stop. You can't say Kriyashma too early. You can't say Kriyashma before Misha Yakir. Now, he says Loshen Osel Chachila because the Shulchan Aruch brought over there that a case of Doichik, you know, valid Doichik, a person's traveling, whatever it is, a case of Doichik, a person's allowed to say Shema already from Alos HaShachar. So there is a scenario where Shema is allowed to be said from Alos HaShachar, and the Shulchan Aruch has a fascinating din. He says, normally we talk about Chachilas and Bnei Avads. So the chachilah should do, the preferred way is this, in case of necessity, you do that. But if that's usually true, that also means in a case where you didn't do the preferred way, without the case of necessity, you still yotze. So whether that's not necessarily true. Right? That's not necessarily true over there, that, you know, that if a person didn't have a valid doicha, can he read some alois, he's not yotze. Right? So you have to be careful, that's a strong chachilah. If a person did it once, so there's interesting enough, if a person did it one time, he's Yotze. If a person did it multiple times, then he's not Yotze anymore by davening in the improper time. Okay, so you can daven, if you daven from a Uda Shachar, you hear Pinyam Mizrach, you Yotze. Mishabur is Sukkot and Beis. What is a Uda Shachar? A Uda Shachar, Humasha, Maskel, Hashachar, Lahavrik, Mimiksos, Maat, Maat. So the way it seems to be understood is, if you picture your horizon, so the sun's going to come up at one point spot in the horizon. So I'm looking towards the east. So the sun's going to be coming up, let's say, in the middle of that. So it's going to become light in the middle before it comes light on the sides. You know, the sun is way, way, way below the horizon. It's first going to impact in the middle area where it's going to actually rise. So the light is a Mura Shachar. In that sense, it's instead of being diffused, spread out over the horizon, it's in one area you see a little bit of light coming up. That's why it's called a Mura Shachar. It's an Amud. It's just a pillar. That's called a Mura Shachar. Heir Panam Mizruch means that it's already risen enough that it's getting close enough to the horizon, to rising, that it's going to start spreading, diffusing light over a broader area. That's called Heir Pnei HaMizruch. That it's the whole Pnei HaMizruch is becoming lightning. Now, Mashiach Berach Harber, the Kadam Heir of Pnei HaMizruch, Yotze, Kein Eskim HaHarberach Redim, the Lekam HaGad Ram, Vayin Bir Alocha. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you daven from Uda Shachar and Heir Pnei HaMizruch, then you're Yotze. It seems it's not enough a Mura Shachar. It has to be a Mura Shachar which has already started to diffuse across the eastern horizon, and then you're Yotze. So like before that, even Bidi Abed, you're not Yotze. And he points out that there is a Magen Aram who differentiates between a Mura Shachar and Heir Pnei HaMizruch and says that Mura Shachar is sufficient. Many Achroidim, what they do is they basically understand that for our purposes, Amura Shachar and Heir Pnei Mizruch are synonymous in the sense of that the Amura Shachar, which Halacha is talking about, is Heir Pnei Mizruch, as opposed to saying it's two different Zmanim. The Magen Aram is saying it's two different Zmanim, and that's a clear Gemara that from Amura Shachar you Yotze. If it's two different Zmanim, so Amura Shachar is an earlier Zman, you Yotze from that point in time. So that's the argument do we understand that the for halacha purposes, Amud HaShachar means something different than Her Penei Mizrach? Okay. There. Fine. Gimel. Penei Mizrach. Ve'inan Shir Penei Kol HaMizrach. The Mor's Lashon is that Her Penei Mizrach means not just one spot of the Mizrach. It means that it's spreading out across the whole of the whole east. It's not enough that at one point the shachar is starting to come up. At this point in time, many stars are still visible because even though the Mizrach is lighting up, in the other parts of the sky it's still dark. So that allows that stars are visible, and stars even visible. Some of the more powerful stars will be visible even in towards the east. But it doesn't make a difference once you reach this point. Halachically, it's day. The same way we have a concept in halacha of seis hakachovim, which the Gaon says, you know, that the Reinal Tam's definition of seis hakachovim means seis kol hakachovim, which means even though some stars are out beforehand, that, you know, some stars are visible even though it's a lovely day. So Yatsa.
We're saying some of the more powerful stars
may be visible even towards the east. Okay. Right, even though there's light coming up.
At the morning?
So even though it's not a shasat kak, b'di'evit, if you daven from a mura shachar, you yotze. But the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is a lashon of b'di'evit. The Bir Lacha does bring that there is a pre-chadosh who argues, and he holds that chachila l'zman is ready from a mura shachar. That the Bir Lacha basically is machriya, not like the pre-chadosh, that we don't follow the pre-chadosh in this point. So davening early is a bit of it. So a person has a need to daven early. He's allowed to go to the chadchila and daven. Can come up and say chesh ayin shem. But that the divrei Shulchan Aruch ain't more miraculous than the chayvus mitzvah hatfila bilvad. You're allowed to daven the chadchila from a murah shach.
Who says that?
Shulchan Aruch. This Shulchan Aruch says Yotz, the Lashon Yotz is B'di'ev, that's Mishnah Berurah is saying. Okay. The person, the Shulchan Aruch is addressing the issue of Shmoneh Esrei. The Yotz is Acher Sheherash Mizrach, the Bezek of Arhigiyah is Mana, because that's considered Yoyim for the purposes of Tefillah, that's Yoyim. The Niskel Keneged Atomit, because the Tefillah parallels the Kerman Atomit. Ushkitas Atomit, Hoyateka B'Sheher Mizrach. Mesechtas Tamid, they say that the Kayan would they would get up quite early, they would start the process quite early, getting everything going, but they wouldn't shech till it was Hera Mizrach, and they would ask the Kayan would ask, the Mamuna would ask, somebody was appointed to sight and see what's happening, and they would ask him Hera Penei Mizrach, and he would say yes, and Ad Chevron has lit up till the vicinity of where Chevron is. They would say Barkoi, right? And he would say yes, and then they would shech the Korban Tomit. So that was Her Penei Mizrach, they would shech the Korban Tomit. So that's it. Shkita Tomit, how you take it, Misha Her Mizrach. Alin Yom Kriyashma, Shekadim Latvila, Loi Ayer Mechaber B'Simen Zeh. But Kriyashma normally goes before Shacharis, before the Shmoneh Esrei. And right now we're not dealing with that question, whether this is a valid time or not. So the time of Misha Yakir is later than Her Mizrach. And Shema, you may not, so in the case of an Oynis, you're allowed to daven from Amura Shachar as well. The case Her Penei Mizrach. A case where a person does it occasionally, b'di'evad you don't say. A person does it regularly, even b'di'evad you're not yotze. So So you have a problem with your Shema. You can daven Shmones with them. You can't daven Shema. You can't say Shema yet. And you can't say Birchas Kriya Shema either.
But yet you're supposed to be some Akdula Tefillah.
Okay. So it's a fair question. And the point over here is going to be that Pashas, what happened was that he davened beforehand because he had a need to, and he's Yotish and Esrei, and he wasn't saying Makul and Tefillah. He'll say Birchus Kriya Shema later on. Right? He had other cases where that happens. Ube Prats, and furthermore, Kisharoy Tzaoz Loniach Tefillin Ulevorach Aleihen. He wants to put on Tefillin. The Vari Ein Levorach Achigia Hazman Mishayaker. You can't make a brach on Tefillin until this time of Mishayaker. So we have a problem that, you know, that saying the Shulchan Aruch is not addressing the issue totally. He's being very specific about Shemoneh Esrei. So on a practical level, he's not really giving us good advice because we don't know what to do with Shema, we don't know what to do with Tefillin, and we have a problem with all of that. So the Mishnah Berurah is not giving the answers right here either, just pointing out that there's a lot more to the story. That's the point of the Mishnah Berurah right now. So it continues until Shlish Hayom. For example, Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Nei. Let's say, for example, that the day lasts for 18 hours. So one third is Sheishos, Hebi Sheishos, Al Hayom. So then the end of Zman Kriyashma will be after 6 hours. In the winter, the day is quite short, the whole thing lasts for 9 hours. So then one third is Havi Sholo Shos, it's 3 hours. The other Masharinan, Masharin Shos Elfi Inyan Hayom, we calculate this, the what we call over here a Shoah, in relationship to the day. Behemnik Royim, that's what it's referred to as Shos Zmanios. That there are hours which are calculated depending on the time of the year, Zman. We take the day into 12 parts according to the length of the day. Why one third? So we pointed out before that Shachris correspond to the Korban Tamid. The more says the chachilah they did it quite early, but even the cases where they had whatever reason they had to do it later, they never went past one third of the day. The sarach ligmar tefillah is mishmanetzay b'sarach shlish hayom. It's not enough to start in the within the proper time. You must finish shmanetzay within the proper time. Shabur will point out later on that it also means Shulzor Sashatz. You know, that's the Chas and Davening Shemoneh Esrei for the Tiber. That also has to be completed within the time. So you have to calculate all of that. It's over here in the most edition, they point out the issue of planes. Flying from here to Israel, it can be quite challenging because you're flying towards the yom, so you lose a lot of time. So if your normal window for davening shacharis is 3 hours long, and you normally take shacharis takes you however long it takes you, but you know if you don't start pretty soon into that window, it's only 3 hours, 4 hours long. The window that you have over here, it's much less. It's about 2 hours. It's condensed as you're flying towards it. They now have, if you, Maizmanim has an airplane app, airplane the calculation. They will tell you based on the flight patterns. If you put in based on the flight patterns how these things fly, they'll tell you about when you have to. The earliest you can start, whatever tefillah it might be, shachar, mincha, maror, whatever it is, and the time you have to finish it, because you see that the times are quite condensed. Right, you know, you print it out like, whoa, you know. I think when I went to realize that the whole Zman for Shacharis, from the time you can start to the time you can finish, is a little bit over 2 hours. So that's not a lot of time, you know.
Plus the fact that you usually go into sleep
before.
Right. So, and that time, of course, is when it's still very dark out. It looks very dark out when you first start. You know, they give you the time to start chakras because it's just mamash getting light at that point in time. So
that's why those lights are cheaper.
Honestly, more expensive.
Yep.
Yeah. Because that's why you sleep on the plane instead of going throughout the day the whole time.
But coming back, on the other hand, it's like, you know, like whatever.
Night lasts forever.
Right.
That's not the problem. That's not a...
That's not the problem.
Tefillah problem.
Going there, you know, your person takes off when it's shortly before Maariv. He should have a Maariv pretty before Chatzos. He should do that pretty soon. Either. You get about 3-4 hours.
Well, Maariv is not the problem because usually you're davening before you get on the plane.
Right. So it depends on what...
Unless it's the summertime.
Right. And then you got the chakras. Should be done shortly. You get about 2 or 3 hours sleep, and it's time for chakras. Okay. If a person made a mistake, or ovar, which means he intentionally waited, which he should not have done, somebody did so, he has the ability to still daven until chatzos. Ovar. Ratzolam Hashem amazed shoras atzvilah asher esmana. He intentionally waited. He knew that you shouldn't wait, that he waited anyway after this man. He said he wants to daven now. It's 11 o'clock. It's after 1/3 of the day. It's before Chatzos. Yilana daven. Arachak yispalo. Albeki kein yotze dechovet tefila. Afshar yisushla bezmana. Then you're not yotze the mitzvah of tefila bezmana, but you're yotze the mitzvah of tefila. But even if this was done improperly by waiting intentionally or being aware, you're still yotze the tefila. And obviously, if a person, whatever reason, did not daven beforehand, he should go daven now. He should daven now. You don't get the equivalent scar of tefillah b'zman. You get the scar of tefillah. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? After I've told you that you must do this, it's important to do this, etc. You know what? Not everybody agrees with this. Says, okay, so you told me, like, do it. And they say, well, you know what? Not so posh. So what should you do? So the correct ace is to do it as a what's called an adava, which we'll see later on. There's a concept called the person, if a Shemoneh Esrei corresponds to the Korban, so a person would want to bring, out of the goodness of his heart, wants to bring his own personal Korban, that's called an adava. So you can create a Shemoneh Esrei which will correspond to that. You could daven shmonesrei, which corresponds to that. Now, we don't do tefillas adava normally, because there are halachas of how you have to do it properly, etc. But under the circumstances, where Mikra didn't really should be davening now, after 1/3, before half of the day, that window, the hour and a half, 2 hour and a half, 2.5 hours, depending on the time of the year, which is there, you should daven then. But the mice at some point can hold, you can't. So the eighth is that you should make a tanai that it's an adab. In case you're not limiting your tefillah, you're giving it as a personal offer. Ki yesh person says that behizit al arbishos shuvla he wants to the spalo klal. So where's the issue? The issue is the case of a person intentionally waited. A person had an oinus which forced them to wait, didn't have a choice, or made a mistake. That's not the issue. The issue is the person who was aware. And so we say you may daven afterwards either. As well, but it should be an adab. Okay, you spell biyastin shem itzadin who puters adab. You should make it tonight. That if whatever reason he's not going to be yotze mitzad tefillah, he has no chiyuv tefillah. It should be an teres adab. Now this is just like an extra. It's like frosting on the cake. So let's say the situation where, in general, the vast majority of person say you don't do a tefillah nedava on Shabbos. Same way you can't bring a korban nedava on Shabbos. So you can't do a tefillah nedava on Shabbos. So what would you do in the situation on Shabbos? You'd say Shemoneh Esrei, which means we're saying that the Ikar Pesach is that you say Shemoneh Esrei. So why are we getting involved with tefillah nedava? Since there is an opinion which says that you cannot. And we haven't been makriya, you know, on that, whether you may or may not halachically. So you know what? Make an adav. On Shabbos, when you have no option making an adav, you should bring the korban. Excuse me, you should not bring the korban. You should daven the tefillah even after shlish hayom, because the ikar psak is that you may daven that. But if you have an option, like why not do it? You know, with in a better oifen with an option of making a tanai, than just relying on the ikar psak if you don't have to. After Chazal say yom, however, the Rama says it's too late. Mashvila shana rav, the feel of take of archa chesed also these palo shachris. So the mishabur is medayik from the Rama. Then immediately after chatzos, you cannot have a shmonesra anymore. Well, el koy bein the beobr b'meizid or shtabashag. Whether it was b'shogig, whether it was meizid, it doesn't make a difference. However, v'yishvikilim b'chatzos chatzos. It's not zman mincha till 6.5 hours. So since it's not zman mincha till 6.5 hours, theoretically it's zman shachris. So even for the first half an hour after chatzos, you still go down shachris b'diyabed. So some are makel on that, but he's pointing out that the shachnar, the ramos mash is clearly indicating that that's not true. Within a mashim pirugadim, there chaim shen losim b'psakarav. And therefore, the Darachayim and the Prima Gadim follow the opinion of the Rama, Chemash and Bir Agra, the Gir Agra as well, that the members, so that you stop, your right to daven shachris ends by chatzos, even though you're not going to start mincha until a half an hour later. So what's the pshat? The Be'emes Kari Giyaz Man Mincha Shemaschelis Mitzchil Hashem. The truth is that's incorrect. Really, Zman Mincha is the beginning of the seventh hour. First 6 hours are the beginning of the day, and that the tefillah for that is shacharis. And from that point, the midpoint and onwards, it's the end of the day. So you really ikar adin. Theoretically, you could have a mincha from chatzos, mitzchil hashem. So why must you wait a half an hour after chatzos? People are not, you know, so familiar and knowledgeable about exactly when that is, that you can say, well, okay, you know, I know it's after Chatzos, you know, etc. We don't know exactly when that is. Shem Yerolitos, and a person might make a mistake, and by making a mistake, he'll end up davening at a time he shouldn't daven. Balkain also Chazal said that you can't daven mincha until 6.5 hours. But Meikir Adin, theoretically, mincha is available to daven earlier. Okay, because shashoga gonenes will ispalel kaidem chatzos. So once that's true, that's really zman mincha. So you can't daven shachris anymore. We don't allow you to daven mincha. That's a chesh, separate chesh, but mitzad zman. It's not zman shachris anymore. It's zman mincha. So what do you do? So you have to wait to half an hour after chatzos. Now it's already time for mincha. V'yispalu mincha, and that'll daven mincha as his first shmoneh esrei, and then as the tashlumen, as the payback, he'll daven the second shmoneh esrei. And that's in general by the case of hashlama, the first tefillah has to be the proper tefillah to be said now. The second one is the hashlama. Famous how they asked the Rav Chaim Brisker, I think it was young or whatever, they asked him, in the case a person forgot mincha by Shabbos afternoon, so he said, daven two maros, which tefillah do you say atachotantono in?
First.
Right, okay, so now, good. Now let's say you forgot maros, motzi Shabbos, you daven two shachris. One for shachris, one for maariv. Which tefillah do you say yatochon and tonu in?
Neither.
So, at first glance, you should say the one which corresponds to maariv, which is the second one. So Rav Chaim said, no, you say it in the first one. Tochon and tonu wasn't this going to say in maariv, but this going to say in the first tefillah that you say after Shabbos. Right. But there are places which held that you say it actually in the second one. Because it has to be clear that you're davening the first one for shachris and the second one is a tashlum for maariv. He yelled that that's incorrect. Okay, so Hodam and Chol, and then after Hodam and Shachar, it's Tarsa Shlomo, below the happy, you can't do the opposite. But Gam Daka B'Shogar and Enes, Al B'Mezid Ein Lo Tekon. So even though I said before, in a case of Mazid, you may daven Shemoneh Esrei till Chatzos, but the din of Tashlumin after Chatzos, davening two minchas, that's only a case of Shogeg or Oinus, not a case of Mazid. Moshe's bar calls there, but Simon Kufches. Oven b'diyevani, mispel shachas v'chatzi shoh, zu she'achar Chatzos, yotze v'ein tzarech lispel o'shenis. But if he did daven Shemoneh Esrei during that half hour of time, which he should not have done so, he did not need to daven two minchas because he was yotzei shacharis in that situation. Because since there are some shittas hold that you can daven shacharis, that so you say b'diyevah the person is yotzei, and he's a der chachaim. Our Christian kaveger b'masha kosta b'shem atzlach b'nyin said that the. So Slach suggests that you should make a Tanai. If you hold that the Zman Mincha, then it's not Zman Shachris anymore. So you're having a Mincha now. If you hold it's not Zman Mincha, then it's Zman Shachris. Okay, so then you can have a Shachris.
During the Chatzi Shah, the half hour after Chatzi.
Then he'll daven a second one later on, and he'll say, if the first one was Mincha, this is Tashlum Bei Shachris. If the first one was Shachris, this is Mincha. And I'll make it tonight over there. Okay, let's hold it here.